Erev Tov, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. Tonight, we're going to do a little bit of a different style parsha shiur than we normally do. Tonight is going to be a little bit esoteric, delving into some Kabbalistic ideas. But I think it's really important because, you know, normally we don't do this type of lima together. But you really can't understand the Parsha. You really can't understand, arguably, all of Yetzias Mitzrayim without the beginning of the Parsha, which is all Kabbalah. The beginning of Parshas Va'era is all Kabbalah. And, of course, Kabbalah has become more and more accessible to us over the past, I would say, 40 years. Over the past 40 years, really, I think Rav Ashlag, the Sulam, Rav Aryeh Kaplan, you know, they're great teachers of Kabbalah that have started to open it up, to really make it something that we can reach. And one of the great Mekubalim of our time died about a year and a half ago. He was nicknamed the Chalban. The Chalban is the milkman. The Chalban was a mamsha mekubal. He looked like a pashut yid. He didn't have a beard. Not that the pashut yid doesn't necessarily, but he didn't have a beard or a little cap. You saw him. He worked in a dairy plant. He was a milkman. Lived in Tel Aviv, but he was one of the greatest mekubalim of our time. And there was a chevra for mekubalim, the sandlar, the shoemaker, who lived in Bnei Brak. I have a sefer of Torah of the shoemaker. But the Chalban, Reb Chaim HaKohen Fatachi, so he started to become more and more mefursim. They say it was around the time of the first Gulf War that he started to share his Kabbalistic teachings, and people, there were some people who knew who he was already at that time, but then he really became mefursim. So I wanted to share a teaching from the Chalban tonight. There are a number of Sfarim since he passed away. And when he started giving shiurim publicly, people started recording them, started printing them up. And tonight I want to share a teaching from the Chalban, from the milkman, okay? And it starts at the beginning of the Parsha. When you read the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, you should be bothered by what's the beginning of the Parsha have to do with the rest of the Parsha. Hashem speaks to Moshe and he says to him, I am Hashem. Okay, I am Hashem. Moshe knew who he was. Moshe was talking to Hashem. What does it mean? Ve'yomer Elokim al Moshe, ve'yomer Elov, ani Hashem am Hashem. Okay, little bit of a question, but then it continues on. Ve'irel Avram el Yitzchak vel Yaakov, be'el Shaddai, u'shmi Adonai lo nodati lohem. The way I appeared to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was with the name of Kel Shakai. I didn't let them know me as Hashem, etz Yud-Hei Vav-Hei. I had a covenant with them, despite they didn't know me as the Shem of Yud-Hei and Vav-Hei, but I had a covenant with them to give them the land, and I heard the cry of the Jewish people, and I remember my covenant, Pasuk Vav, Lachein Emar L'Vnei Yisrael, Ani Adonai. Therefore, tell the Jewish people, I am Hashem. And I'm going to take them out, and I'm going to save them. And, you know, the Arba Lashonos Shel Gulo. So the question is, what's going on at the beginning of the parasha? What's Psha? What does this have to do with the whole Tahalich, the whole process of Geula, of redemption that's taking place? So here what we have to do is understand the Chalban teaches that when we talk about the names of God, we're talking about the very essence of all creation. Just like in a seed, right? From the apple seeds comes the leaf, comes the branches, comes the trunk, comes the apples, right? The Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the root of all existence. Everything in the universe is an expression of the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in the universe. And therefore, when we talk about Ba'asara Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'olam, the famous mission in the beginning of the fifth parak of Avos that we've so often spoken about, Ba'asara Ma'amaros, when you look in Kabbalah, the 10 sayings with which Hashem created the world are really 10 different names of God. With 10 different names of God, the world came into existence. And so therefore, If we're talking about names of God, you have to understand something very big, something massive is taking place here. There's going to be a major shift taking place when Hashem says that there was only one name of mine that appeared earlier, the name of Kel Shakai, and now Ani Hashem. Now there's a name that was never revealed to the Avos before, but this is the name that I'm now going to be revealing. What's the difference between the name of Kel Shakai and the name of Yud-Heh and Vav-Heh, the Shem Havaya? So to understand this, we first have to look at the a major difference between the book of Bereishis and the book of Shemos. Right? And it's very interesting. The Chalban points out, Rav Cohen, Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha, Zechus Yigen Aleinu points out, that in the book of Bereishis, there aren't too many overt miracles once we start traveling with Avram and Sarah. There aren't too many overt miracles. Right? Okay, yeah, an angel appears to Avram. Okay, you know, that's obviously, there is Machlokes Rishonim, how to really understand that, whether, sorry to burst people's bubbles, whether Avram actually spoke to angels, whether they appeared to him, or that was a vision at night, whether that was a vision that he had while in a prophetic state. I mean, you have major Rishonim who say that. But, you know, the miracles of Bereishis, you know, once you come to Avram and Sarah, yes, Sarah gives birth when Yocheved was older, when she had Moshe, when Sarah was, okay, but think about, you know, how Avram travels and things that happened to him, aside the birth of Yitzchak, you know, with the burial of Sarah, Yitzchak getting married, aside from Hashem coming and speaking to them every so often, you know, or through Malachim, you don't have like earth-shattering miracles taking place, right? You don't have any of these earth-shattering miracles. It's almost like the book of Bereishis, aside from visions of God, is really all about nature. It's all Teva. When we come to Shemos, you have the earth-shattering miracles. You come to the book of Shemos and it's all bets are off, right? All bets are off. You find the types of miracles that will only be seen again in Yemos HaMashiach. That's what we're told. That's what the prophets told us. That nothing else, nothing's going to match this. What happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, think about it. It's wild, right? And going a step further, when we think about the differences in the books, and Hashem is telling us here that there's one name of Hashem, I appear to the Avos, Kel Shakai, not Shmei Hashem, but now, Ani Hashem, meaning it's almost as if Hashem is saying, okay, you know, here's my coat, you know, hold my beer, you know what I'm saying? Like this is who I am. You're now going to see something very, very different than you've never been seen before. So Zok V'Chalban, what is Kel Shakai? Shakai, the Gemara in fact tells us that the name of Shakai, Shin Dalet Yud, right, is the Gemara tells us, what does that name mean? It means the one who told the world, die. The one that won the Torah, the world, enough, stop. Meaning the name of Shakai is very much intrinsically related to the process of physical manifestation of existence. That's what the name Shakai is. It's about the physical world. It's very much related to the unfurling of physicality, right? So that's what Shakai means. What is Kel? Kel, we spoke about it in our davening shir, but Chalban brings down Chesed Kel Kol Hayom, the Paskin Tilim Nun Beis, Chesed Kel Kol Hayom, that the Chesed of Kel is all day, that the name of Kel is a name of Chesed, of Rachamim. So Kel Shakai is what? What does that name mean? It's the Rachamim in Teva. What does that mean? It's the God's mercy in Teva. So it's fascinating. The Rambam describes the process by which Avram Avinu found Hashem. And the Midrashim talk about this, right? What bothered Avram Avinu? He said, look at this beautiful palace. Where's the owner of the palace? Specifically by looking at creation, specifically by looking at the physical world, Avram Avinu said, what's going on? There has to be a creator. It doesn't make any sense. And that's why some explain, we talk about Avram HaIvri, right? We talk about Avram being on one side of the river, the whole world being on the other side. But some say Pshat of Avram HaIvri is, he wanted to go me'ever. He wanted to go beyond. I mean, he went beyond the veil of physicality. That's what it means. Bekel Shakai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, I revealed myself as the name, only the name of Kel Shakai. Meaning, Avram never saw Kriyas Yamsuf. Yitzchak never saw a Matan Torah. Yaakov Avinu never experienced Yitzias Mitzrayim. Davos never saw Hashem in that way. They didn't have these wild, wild, amazing, amazing experiences. Who did? Ani Hashem. That's what Hashem tells Moshe. Now I'm going to appear to the Jewish people. Because the name of Hashem, of Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, this is the most real of Hashem. Again, oh, they're all real, obviously. But this is the essential name of the Ribono Shel Olam, right? Talk about the name of 72. You're the name of Yud, Hey, and Vav, Hey. You spell it out all with letters. Yud, Yud, Vav, Dalet. Hey, Hey, Yud. Right, Vav. You spell it out. You add up the gematria 72. This is the name of Hashem. And this name of Hashem is the name with the greatest light. Light that can't be contained by this world. Cannot be contained by Teva, can't be contained beyond nature. It overflows beyond nature. So what happens? The irony is the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, in the place of the greatest darkness, in the place of the greatest concealment, from their cries, now is coming what? Is coming the great revelation of Hashem that didn't exist in the world up until this time. So the question is why? What is it about Sefer Bereishis? What happens in our Parsha that has this massive, massive shift taking place? And this is a shift that's bringing in a new world order. It's totally, totally a new world order. And it's not coincidence that in Yetzias Mitzrayim, how many makos are there that take place? There are 10 makos that take place, right? There are 7 in this week's Parsha. There are 3 in next week's Parsha, right? Why the number 10? Just like we said, Basar Mamars Nivra Olam, with 10 saying the world was created. You know what Yetzias Mitzrayim was? Yetzias Mitzrayim is bringing down, it's sort of crumbling the Teva that was created with these names. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is. It's bringing down all of physicality. We've mentioned in the past, the Mamloes and other Midrashim have the idea that each one of the Eser Makos actually is repealing one of the Ma'amaros, one of the sayings, right? The last saying is, God said, let us create man, right? There should be man. And what's the 10th Makah? That is blood, right? Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. That blood is the soul. So it's interesting, the last saying of creation is creating man, and that's the first one of the makas, peeling that back. And what's the last maka? Makas Bechoros, the koach of Reishis, of the firstborn. And the first mimer, even though it doesn't say Vayomer, but Chazal say, Bereishis Nami Mimer Ikri. The word Bereishis was the very first act of creation, the first saying, if you will. So that corresponds to the koach of Reishis, of the Bechor. And again, what's the second to last maka? That's Choshech. What's the first Vayomer that we find? Again, the second Maimer, Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or. So really, the 10 Makos, what they're doing is, it's deconstructing the world, allowing it to be created almost anew, if you will. And it's interesting because the Chalban points out that the 3 Yom and Tovim that we have, Pesach, is sort of deconstructing, you know, opening up a totally new vision. And again, the culmination of that vision, the greatest, the apex, the climax of that knowledge of God was, of course, at Matan Torah. That was Shavuos. That's Anochi Hashem Elokecha, right? Shem Havaya. When Hashem says, Anochi Hashem, that is the revelation to the Jewish people with the name of Hashem, but the process starts with all of the Makos. Meaning this is what Hashem's saying in the beginning of the Torah, in the beginning of the parsha, excuse me, that through the Arba Lashonos Shel Geula, Tzeisi V'Tzalti V'Ga'alti, that I'm going to become, they're going to know me as Ani Hashem. This is how they're going to come to know me. Through these experiences, through coming to Matan Torah, V'Lakachti Eschem Li La'am, which happens at Matan Torah, that's when we find the shame of Yud-Heh and Vav-Heh. But why doesn't Hashem reveal himself in the Shem Havaya, the great light, to the Avos HaKadoshim? So Zok the Chalban, an unbelievable idea. a beautiful idea. And he says, to have the greatest revelation of God, it could only be amongst the Jewish people as a whole. It can only be amongst Klal Yisrael. He says, Yechidim cannot experience God in the fullest sense. Do you hear this? It's a wild idea. It's a beautiful idea. And he brings Kama Vekama Mekoros. He has a beautiful idea that he says that through a nation, only through a nation, it could be Megala, the Shem Havaya. And he says, when we talk about the Shechina, when we talk about God's presence, that is Shochein, that rests, he says the Shechina is really the Jewish people. We are a manifestation of God's existence in this world. When we talk about the Yichud of Kudshu Brichu Shechinte, we talk about in Kabbalistic prayers, Adam knows what I'm talking about, when we talk about, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there should be a Yichud of Kudshu Brichu Shechinte, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shechina, what does that mean? So, yeah, on one level, the Shechina of God, we say, is the part of Hashem that's in Galus, but that is the Jewish people. Right? That Hashem says, Ani shochein itam b'toch tumasam. That Hashem saying, I'm going to rest amongst them, even in their state of defilement. Hashem says, I'm going to be resting amongst my children. I'm going to be resting amongst the Jewish people. In Zakta Chalban, this is such an important idea, he says, practically. First, he says, from a historical perspective, he says, any movement that splintered off from Klal Yisrael, he says it moved beyond the pale of Judaism, no matter what the initial motivation might have been. He argues that this is what Christianity ultimately was. Christianity were people that were looking to live, he says, the roots of it and the initial idea behind it was to be very God-fearing, like, but to be very extreme, to go beyond normal living and to like separate themselves from the rest of the Jewish people. He goes, you separate from the Jewish people, you're gone. That's it. And he brings a number of other examples for our history when you look at it, things that broke off that started by separating from the Am. He says, this is a very important idea, he says, practically in our Avodas Hashem. He says, when we talk about Avas Yisrael, when we talk about the love of the Jewish people, when we talk about, you know, loving God, he says, they're absolutely intertwined. There's no such thing as loving Hashem without loving the Jewish people. I mean, this many say is the Chiddush of, this is what the Baal Shem HaKadosh, so Chassidik Inalina, the founder of the Hasidic movement, focused on and stressed so much. This is that, like, you ask a Chassid, what was the Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov? What's the Chiddush of Chassidus? They're not, you know, what are they doing? Aside from not letting you have cream cheese on your matzah. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's Chassidus? What was the Chiddush? We have the same halacha, we have the same Torah. What's Chassidus? Many would tell you, Chassidus is the focus on Avas Yisrael. That to remind us, you can't love God and not love the Jewish people. If you love Hashem and not the Jewish people, you don't love Hashem. And when we talk about trying to come close to Hashem, it means also trying to come close to other people, trying to bring people close to each other. This and this is, of course, Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen. Oiv Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Oiv Sabrius, Mekarvan LaTorah. What does it mean to love peace? HaKadosh Baruch Hu only rests where there's peace. We've spoken about it so often, the danger of machlokes. That when there's machlokes, God is like pushed away. All brachas move away. Because again, the Mishnah tells us, before the last Mishnah in all of Shas, Mishnayis and Uktzin, that the greatest kli, that's machzik bracha, the greatest utensil to hold blessing, Hashem wants to pour His blessing upon us. Right? What do you have to have? You have to have shalom to be able to hold the blessing of God. So then when there's machlokes, when you have the absolute antithesis of shalom, so there's no blessing of Hashem. There's no blessing. So this is, now we're beginning to understand, why did it have to be in Egypt? Because what made us into Klal Yisrael? What made us into Klal Yisrael was the Egyptian soldier. And we've spoken about this, unfortunately. Unfortunately, sometimes it's the koshi, sometimes it's the difficult things that bring us together and make us realize who we really are. And this is something, when we look at the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, to the Avos that was only Kel Shakai, but now, L'chein Emor L'vnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem, tell the Jewish people, I am Hashem. Meaning, now that there are Jewish people, now that they're crying out together to me, now I can reveal myself in a way that I haven't revealed myself to any human being. Because this revelation was really meant only for the Jewish people, for Klal Yisrael. What an unbelievable Yisod. Do we hear what the Chalban is teaching us here? Do we hear the secret of the beginning of Eir, the secret of Hashem's names? We as the Jewish people, as a collective, are higher than the Avos in the Imas, are higher than Avram and Sarah. Much higher than Yitzchak, Rivka, Yaakov, Rachel, Valeya. Bechir Shabbat is the greatest. Yaakov Vinu's face is the face of the human being on the Kisei HaKavod, on God's throne. Right? They say the Malachim and Avram's dream and the Sulam going up and down. They were like confused. Wait, is he down here? Is he up here? They saw this image on lying down on a ground, but that's the same image that's on God's throne. They couldn't. We're greater than them when we're together. And that's why Nachas B'nei Yisrael, Hashem heard the cries of all Klal Yisrael. Hashem heard the cries of Klal Yisrael of bringing us together. And that was Geula. And that's when Hashem says, Ushmi Hashem. Now, Chaver, now we really understand. Now we're beginning to understand what Tzaddikim talk about when they say that Lashon Hara destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and Avas Yisrael will build the third Beis HaMikdash. By the way, today, Aleph Shabbat is the new cycle, beginning of Chafetz Chaim daily lessons, if you want to start on working Shmiras HaLashon. Today is a good day to start Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation. Go to the website. No, this isn't a paid announcement. It's just sharing an important announcement with you, just sharing something that maybe you want to get involved in. But now, however, we understand what they're all talking about. Because to have the greatest revelation of all time, to have the miracles that are going to, and also some mofsim that are going to make Yetzias Mitzrayim look like it has to be the Klal Yisrael is together. It can't be that we're yechidim. It can't be that we're individuals. It has to be that we're together. So, okay, so now we're saying, now we're really in trouble, right? Now we're thinking, this is really what has to happen. But don't worry. Whenever I have Chalisha Sadas like this, whenever I have moments of great, great despair, like, Eibishter, how is Geula going to happen? I always think about the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, Ein ben David ba, achet nisyashu min ha-Geula, that Mashiach won't come until the Jewish people despair of redemption. Okay, so maybe we're getting close. We have to be getting very close, right, Chevra? But I think that this is such a deep idea. And I go, it's a little out there, and there's more things to talk about, and talk about midos versus mitzos, that the book of Bereishis is the book of character. That's midos. The book of Shemos is where we already have mitzos. And again, there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to talk about in that, just personality, and to learn what we learned from the Avos, the Sefer HaYashar, the book of those that were referred to as Yashar, is straight. But this is something that I think you can't really understand Parshas Ve'era. You can't really understand Yetzias Mitzrayim. You can't understand Matan Torah. You can't understand what's really going to bring Mashiach until you understand these few psukim in the beginning of Parshas Ve'era. So we're just going to be a little shorter tonight. Just wanted to share this idea from the Chalban. Wanted you to think about it. Wanted it to digest this. About the names of Hashem and what it means. Think about the book of Bereishis of Teva of Nature versus the book of Shemos, which are crazy, blown-out miracles, the likes of which we've never seen, but we hope we're going to see again. But that's going to happen when we're B'nai Israel. That's going to happen when love of God is important to us as love of each other. And just like we try to grow in our love of Hashem, we always try to grow in our Limud Torah, in our davening, in our mitzvahs, Ben Adam Lamakom. You know, Ben Adam L'Chaveira, Chevra, it's not just being nice to people. It's a real sense of responsibility, a sense of really being there for each other. And I speak to myself when I'm thinking that's Cheshbon HaNefesh that we all have to take on in a real way. But obviously, the Torah Kadosh is the guide to how to do it. We don't look at social etiquette. We don't look at the world outside to teach us what it means to really care, what it means to really love, what it means to really feel. And through opening ourselves up to Devar Hashem, to Ratzon Hashem, then we should find the courage. We should find the chizuk to be able to live a life of Avas Hashem with Avas Yisrael as well. Okay? Have a great Shabbos, everyone. Have a great night. Take care. Then I'll go.